here's a story from The World.
In the UK, there's a new pandemic restriction. It's called the Rule of Six. Starting this week, only six people can socialize together indoors. It's the first new restriction introduced nationwide by the British government since May. And UK authorities are encouraging people to snitch on their neighbors if they catch them breaking the rule. This all follows the grim news that infection rates are rising by about 3,000 cases a day in the UK. Our correspondent in London, Orla Barry, joins me now. It's been called the Rule of Six. How will it work exactly, Orla?
Yeah, well, Marco, it sounds pretty simple. Essentially, if you hang out with more than five people, well, you're breaking the law. But it's not actually that straightforward, because this rule applies both indoors and outdoors in England and Scotland. But if you're in Wales, 15 people can gather together outdoors. And in Northern Ireland, that number jumps to 30 people. There are also exemptions to the rule, so weddings and funerals can continue. In the gym, that rule doesn't apply. And places of worship, also large gatherings are still allowed in those places. How it will work? Well, it kind of all depends on how compliant people are. The government seems to think that people will comply. Here's the UK Policing Minister, Kit Malthouse.
The police will be encouraging and explaining the situation. We hope that at that stage most people will comply. And if they fail to comply, then obviously fixed penalty notices can be issued. But, you know, what we saw in the first phase of the lockdown is enormous compliance.
What about enforcement, though, Orla? I mean, are police expected to go around counting how many people have kind of gotten together?
Well, this is the issue. And listening to police talking about this over the last 24 hours, on the one hand, they say it's a little bit easier because the number of six people is obviously easier to count than 30 people. But equally, the police are kind of hoping that people will comply, similar to what Kit Malthouse said there, because the police are making the point, look, we have a lot of other work to do. This is Brian Booth. He's chair of the West Yorkshire Police Association. Have a listen to how he responded to it earlier.
Unfortunately, demand for us has increased significantly since the whole world's woken up out of COVID and the regulations have got slightly easier. So my colleagues will have to deal with all the usual policing incidents and try and deal with the COVID calls to service on top. And my colleagues will be normally going to assaults, crimes in progress, road traffic accidents, and be doing that before going to groups of over six people.
So limiting yourself socially to a group of six, that's one plan. But then if somebody gets sick, what about testing? How much of an issue is testing capacity at the moment in Britain?
This has become a really critical issue, particularly over the last week. And there's been a huge demand, essentially, I think, since schools reopened. And yesterday, for example, in the 10 worst hit areas in England, there were no tests available at all. So what was happening was people were going onto the internet and trying to get details about where they could get a test and when they could get it, and they were simply told this site is busy, so they could get no further. Or else people were being told there is a test available, it's available hundreds of miles from your home. So there's real anger about that at the moment, because the NHS, the National Health Service, has come out today to say a lot of their staff have had to stay at home because they can't get a test, they don't know whether they have the virus or not, and they're simply self-isolating for 14 days, and this is starting to happen repeatedly, so they're really concerned about it.
Orla, what's the likelihood of another national lockdown in the UK?
Don't mention the word. At the moment, it's still being viewed as pretty much the last resort. The Justice Secretary was asked about that this week, and he said, you know, this is the nuclear option. It's not something that we want to do. What they have been doing in the UK up to now is closing down certain parts of the country where the virus spikes. I mean, the last thing that Britain wants to do, or the government wants to do, is to impose another nationwide lockdown, because the last time they did it, the British economy took such a hard hit, I mean, a harder hit than most European countries, and they really don't want to have to go through that all over again.
The world's correspondent, Orla Barry, in London. Thanks very much, Orla.
Thanks, Marco.